is are there. Yogis are there, tapasvi are there. It is like zero. So this grihastha dharma is not devotion in the line of station. He rejected. And then he told that Rajan told karmarpan. What is that karmarpan? Can you?
He said, yat karoti yadashnasi, that whatever you do, you should offer it to Krishna. So then one may ask, what is the defect here? What is the problem? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has rejected it? Because if one is offering...
And in Gita he has told this. In 18?
Chapter 9.
Yat karoti yadashnasi, yat juhoti. Yat tapasya kaunte tat purusha madarpan. Then what is this?
Then the problem is that one is thinking, I am offering this to Krishna. That means that I am thinking, oh, this is mine, but I am giving it to Krishna so that I will get some blessing, some benediction, something. So it is more like a business exchange. That is not essential.
So the person who is offering the results of his work, so this work, it has may not have any...
Try to understand. Because you are family man here, in Varnasam Dharma. But you should know the basic principles of Varnasam Dharma and Bhakti. Where is the difference? Anyone doing something and offering, worshipping Krishna. Worshipping Krishna. And he has a garden, he is looking after his garden. He is doing any job. He has children and wife and happy. He cooks something. There is so many paraphernalia. And he offers to Krishna. Om Krishnaya. Etat Naivedyam. Swing Krishnaya. Arti. Gaudaya Swara. But what is the defect here? In Varnasam Dharma. He thinks that I am doer of this karma. I made this garden, I made this house, I am making money, I am doer of all these things. And then something, fruit of this, I am offering to Krishna. But actually we are not doer. Who are you? If you are thinking that I am doer, then it is quite wrong. But it has been told that even you, what you do, brave, that is to you should offer. For whom it is? For beginners. Those who are not pure of. So if your Gurudev has told that, oh, you should distribute books, make life member and bring somebody. And this is bhakti. And you will go to direct to Vrindavan. Is there any defect here? He has told in two senses, but we have not realized yet. We have not realized this. He wanted to make some impression that they should come in the line of Siddhartha. They should read the book. They should know there is something. Association of high class of Vaishnava. And then they will realize that I am not doer. I am part and parcel of this. I am eternal spirit. So I should offer myself. And then I should do whatever we do to please Krishna. Then it will come. So this is not, this is arupsiddhava pijyaktaroti. Arupsiddha means mixture of karma and bhakti. And here karma is prominent, that I am doer, I am maker, and kindly and mercifully I am giving something to Krishna. But whole thing is mine, and something I am doing. I am so merciful to Krishna. Oh Krishna, you should be pleased by me. And you can help me by what? Oh, I should be happy. So this is not true. Mahaprabhu told that, oh, he rejected and told that you should go on. Then, Prabhu kaiho bhajya, aage pahar, raya kahe swakharma tyagi kehi shadhya sa.
This is also external, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Please proceed and speak further on this matter. Ramananda Roy replied, To give up one's occupational duties in the varnashram is the essence of perfection.
Then he told a stroke of Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, what?
What is the meaning? As stated in scripture, Bhagavad Gita 1866, after giving up all kinds of religious and occupational duties, if you come to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and take shelter, I will give you protection from all of life's sinful reactions. Do not worry.
What is the meaning?
Here, Krishna is saying that if one takes shelter of him, he becomes Sharanagata, then all his karma file and all of these things, he will be protected from that. And in this way, by surrendering to Krishna, there's no need to worry for the reactions of his past deeds.
Krishna has come to establish Yuga Dharma. He has also established, he came to establish Swarupa Dharma. Swarupa Dharma is?
The religion of the soul.
Soul. And especially to test the rushes of all kinds of rushes. Like Sastra, Sastra, Parsala, and Bhagavad. So if he has come to establish Yuga Dharma, Manvantara Dharma, and eternal Swadharma of the Jiva, he has come. Why he told that Sarva Dharma and Sastra? He has to give up all kinds of things. He has not told that. He has to give up all kinds of Dharma. Only artificial dharma, what? External dharma of this body and mind. Our, the door of the bhakti is Saranagati. So he has instructed in this way. And only he is instructed that I will deliver
you from the reactions of your previous activities.
So Arjuna is taking shelter here, but this is not true. Saranagati, what he wants to give Arjuna here, that is the door of bhakti, not actually bhakti, not the religion of our Swarup, Atma, so he is telling.
In this connection, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami instructs in his book, Manasiksha, Na dharmam na dharmam shruti gana niruptam chilakuru Prajai radha krishna prachura paricharyam hiyatanu. He is thus enjoined that we should not perform religious or irreligious activities as prescribed in the Vedas. The best course is always to engage in the service of Krishna and Srimati Radhika. That is the perfection of everything in this life. Similarly, in Srimad Bhagavatam 4:29-46, it is said by Narada Muni, Yadaya Syanu Grinati, Bhagavan Atma Bhavitaha, Sajahati Matim Loke, Vedecha Parinishnitam. When one actually takes to the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gives up all duties in the material world, as well as all duties prescribed by Vedic literature. In this way, one is fixed in the service of the Lord.
Now in this state, what we are doing bhakti, actually not pure bhakti. If we are not Saranagata,
surrendered.
By soul, we are surrendered by our senses, heart and soul. First you should surrender. You cannot surrender to Krishna. You should surrender to his manifestation, like Guru, Shiksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. And be a servant of Krishna and your Guru. And then you should come at the door of that Isha. You should have so much belief in the words of Guru, Shastra and Krishna. Like Haridas Thakur, if one is beating him in. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he was given poison. He was poisoned. And he was tried to be murdered. But he was always standing. So we should have faith that Krishna will save us. If we were not this faith, not this strong belief that Krishna will save us, then you cannot chant and remember without problems. Problems may come, and they will come. But this process of Krishna, who has come and who has surrendered to Krishna and Gurudev, problem cannot do anything. They will not go down. So now time is over. We will tell in tomorrow in classes.
This is the last sloka of Gita. No? It can be told that this is the essence of all Gita. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once told, without any moment delay, Yo Bhajyage Kaha. This is external. Why he resisted? Can you tell something about this? Why he resisted? How class of? Sarvadharman Pattejya. Here Sarvadharman means? Yeah, Sarvadharman means? Oh. Where is there? That boy? He must be outside also.
Backside.
He will be outside or backside. His nature.
All kinds of religion pertaining to one's relating to his body. For example, duties for family, duties for nation.
Not only this, Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, all these are not dharma actually. Not swadharma, not dharma of soul, but we think that all are dharma. So all these things, Hinduism, Christianity, Buddhism, Jainism, communism, impersonalism, Mayaism, all are of related to this body and mind. And they are matter. So quickly, there is no religion, nothing in this. Dharma dharma. And then mam ekam saranam braja. What? Mam ekam saranam braja?
You should surrender only to me.
One is surrender. This is high class of humility. And this is called that in Gita, like Gita is like a golden plate, and this sloka is like a diamond in golden plate, very high gloss. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once rejected, oh Yehovah, it is that stuff. Why? Can you tell why? Kya sunta hai? Can you?
He's saying to give up the negative injunction, but included there is not the positive injunction to serve.
So?
He is saying that it is said that we should give up and we should surrender, but what is surrender? In surrender, there is no active engagement. It is only to say, I should surrender. Then what? What shall we do next?
So nothing is there. So for soul, nothing is here. Well, you have to give up worldly things. More explain?
Also, it's a business relationship with Krishna, that if I surrender to you, then you'll relieve me of all my sinful reactions.
Yes.
So the devotee wants liberation. So it's
business. See, only once he is fearing, but he doesn't want to serve Krishna in any mood. If he is not serving that, everything is like zero. Even not less arm of bhakti is here. So it is door of saranagati, is door of. What is saranagati?
There are six kinds of saranagati. To accept everything.
Try to remember this saranagati. And if you have not done saranagati, then your platform is not there. And bhakti cannot come.
and any chaya,
shadow
of bhakti, not really.
So try to make first
serve.
Anukul yasya sankalpa, to accept everything favorable for Krishna's service, and pratikulya vivarjanam, to reject everything that's not favorable for Krishna's service.
If Guru is somewhat unfavorable, what should we do?
As in the
case, he is always criticizing others, he is not chanting, remembering, but he orders that as you should chant, but himself he is not in a bhajan. He has no love and affection for devotee or Krishna. Making money from this bhakti, then what should we do? At once, without delay, x second. So what is favorable for bhakti? We must. And what is unfavorable? At once again. Don't delay. Like poison. If there is poison in this, then cut. Don't delay. Otherwise hold. And if hold this hand, then what to do? Otherwise it comes, poison here and it dies. Then, Prabhu rejected. Because there is no reason of us. So he says. Then, Prabhu kahe, iho bhagya, aage kaha, ra kahe, gyan misra bhakti sadhya.
After hearing Ramananda Rai speak in this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Go ahead and say something more." Ramananda Rai then replied, "Devotional service mixed with empiric knowledge is the essence of the
Brahmabhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kanchati samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate." Oh, very good. Of Gita, highly praised. What is the meaning?
Ramananda continues, according to Bhagavad Gita, one who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me.
Brahma Bhuta. There are six qualities. If they have been gained, then he is Brahma Bhuta. He is established in Brahma, always reminding Brahma, always situated in Brahma. He never wants any worldly things, never any desire, no desire at all. Either transcendental desire or
material.
Never, nothing. Nothing he has desired. He is like zero. Samasarvesu bhuteshu. If something, problem coming from anyone and unfavorable or
unfavorable,
to both he is equal. He never thinks that he is an enemy and he is my friend. Never. See, what he thinks? Oh, it has come from my past birth reaction. So never. And sarbhuteshu. And never upset. Always happy. This is high class of his stage. Then madbhakti, parampara bhakti loves. Still now he is not
parabhakti.
He has not received parabhakti. Parabhakti means prema bhakti. But he may receive if he associates with high class of rasik premi bhakti. Otherwise, no. There are two kinds of Brahmabhuta who reject Srimad Bhagavatam. They reject any shape or form of Krishna. Everything. One class of Brahmabhuta. And second, like Sukadev, Sanak Sanandan Sanatan, they never reject Bhagavad. They never reject shape or form of Krishna. They are of one. So those who are always rejecting that Krishna has no shape, Krishna is no Supreme Personality of God. Mani Nirvishesh Brahma. No shape, no attribute, no power, nothing. They are guilty. They are guilty in the Krishna. They are offensive in Krishna Lotus. They will never have any good association. And those who are not neglecting Srimad Bhagavatam, they can chant. But they want to mix in Krishna. Each death will have some high class of association of Rasik Tattva Vaishnava. Then they may be changed. And they will have Parabhakti. Otherwise, no. What Mahaprabhu told? Prabhu kaya yo bhajyo. Yo bhajyo aage kaha? Mahaprabhu rejected this all. How high class of this thing? But Mahaprabhu, even rejected.
What he told? Sukadeva Goswami is the first avastha, the first avastha is the Brahma Vali. The first avastha is the Bhagavad Sunna Sri Bhakta Vali.
After hearing this, the Lord as usual rejected it, considering it to be external devotional service. He again asked Ramananda Rai to speak further, and Ramananda Rai replied, pure devotional service without any touch of speculative knowledge is the essence of perfection.
There are two kinds of bhakti. One is Sarva-Siddha bhakti, and other is Mishra bhakti. Mixed with karma, mixed with jnana, mixed with yoga. There are three kinds of all these bhakti. And these are also of two kinds, all. Where karma, jnana and yoga is prominent and bhakti is following them. Like servants. What meaning? That if you are doing bhakti, I should make so much money or wealth. I am doing bhakti to please Krishna. It is bhakti. But like a servant, that by this I can have a very good vashan. They are all mixture. So where karma, jnana and yoga are prominent and bhakti is like a servant, this is called karma, jnana, yoga. And where bhakti is prominent but they are subordinate, like jnana, karma, yoga, bhakti will be prominent and they will be like servants, then it will called pradhani bhuta bhakti. But it is also mixture. So here he is telling that if jnana mishra or karma mishra, it may be called for beginner's bhakti, but actually not bhakti. Not Swarup-Siddha bhakti. So, jnana should be not there, not mixture of any kind of jnana. And mishra is of two kinds, mixed with nirvishesh jnana. This is always rejected. And where some bhakti is prominent and jnana is like helpful, even it should be rejected. Mahaprabhu is rejecting. What is that? Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has so many opulences, six kinds of opulences. He can create in a moment less and less worlds, and he can destroy, and he can support a new world. He is so powerful. He can do anything if it cannot be done. Aghatan ghatan priyat.
What is impossible?
If you know this, this knowledge is there, and tattva jnana is there, what is world? What is Maya? Who am I? And who is Krishna? Krishna is Ishvara Sarvabhut. Paramah Krishna Sachidananda Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakaraka. You can have bhakti like Dasya Bhakta, but not like Guru. You will have to forget. First, in the beginning, Tattva Jnana will give you so much help. It is helpful. So we should accept. But when hearing more katha, sweet pastimes of Krishna, of Brajamandala, of Gop and Gopi,
by hearing, you will fall in all this. Then it will be Jnana Shunya Bhakti. What Jnana Shunya? A spot of Jnana will be there.
And the point of knowledge of the Lord offers.
But all kinds of knowledge will be there. But it will be always covered. Only light falling. But Gopi Jasoda, she can create lakhs and lakhs Brahmas and Vishnu. She can create lakhs and lakhs worlds in a second. But by Yogmaya, because has covered his being. Sri Ram Subal, they can kill lakhs and lakhs Kams and Agasur, Bakasur. But it is covered with. They know everything. If they can defeat Krishna, what they cannot do? They can do everything. But by the influence of Yogmaya, they have forgotten. So by hearing, first you will be, you should have all this tattva jnana. If you have not tattva jnana, knowledge of all tattva, then your bhakti cannot be steady. So Siddhanta Bodhiya,
Itte Nakara
Allah, Itte Nakara Allah,
Jahaite
Krishna Nagaritu. What is the meaning, Prabhu?
That devotee should not think that it is too much troublesome to know Tattva Siddhanta, to know the scriptural conclusions. Krishna Kaviraj Goswami has said that all devotees should know these Tattva so that
Not all. Like Raya Ramananda, he should not know. Rup Goswami, he should not know. Devotee like Madhyam Adhikar. Madhyam, Uttam. This should all. And after that, gradually hearing past them and greed will there, then they will. Anytime, this transcendental knowledge will help them. They will remind that Gopi defeated Krishna. Krishna told that, oh, you should now go to your home. You have come to meet me, and this is a very good night. Yamuna is flowing sweetly. Peacocks are dancing, and cuckoos are singing so well. That is beautiful night. It seems that moon is, but has taken gulal. Gulal is
red
color. And he has given on the mouth of his Prayasi. Who is Prayasi?
Eastern
horizon. And looking so beautiful. Now you should go back. All the ladies who are married, they should serve their husband. Where it may be that his husband is lame, he cannot
earn money.
He is sick always. He may be leprosy. But even they should not give up their husband. They should serve. But you should go and serve. If you are not doing, then it is very offensive. You will have to test the bad fruit. But what Gopis replied, oh, there are so many tattva jnana there. From their feet and from the fifth nail, all tattva jnana was coming like a rays of sun. No? They defeated Krishna. They told that, oh, you are my guru. Oh, how high class of instruction you are giving to me, that you go and serve your husband. Oh, very good thing. So you are our guru. But in Shastra, it is written that first serve guru and then worship your husband, your father, mother, anyone. Even Krishna. So let us serve you. And you should accept. If you are not accepting, then what will be? You will have to
suffer for this.
Suffer.
You have to get reaction for
reaction. We will not have reaction, you will have to take reaction. Krishna was then
defeated.
No. And he was bound to dance and sing with all the world. So any devotee, Braj devotee, you know Hanuman? He is a monkey. But how not
how all tattva gyan is there. He told that jnane prayasana supatsya namanta eva jivanta sanmukha ritang bhavadiya vartam sthane sita tanvang manobhi prayo adito jito
ye to right to me. Ramananda Roy continues, Lord Brahma said, my dear Lord, those devotees...
Oh, no harm, you should come and sit.
Those devotees who have thrown away the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth and have therefore abandoned discussing empiric philosophical truth should hear from self-realized devotees about your holy name, form, pastimes and qualities. They should completely follow the principles of devotional service and remain free from illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and animal slaughter, surrendering themselves fully with body, words, and mind. They can live in any ashram or social status. Indeed, you are conquered by such persons, although you are always unconquerable.
Prayasam udvasya, getting away,
effort
to attain knowledge. Any genus knowledge. Oh, we should not try to attain so much knowledge. What doing? Always hearing Harikatha. Past tense of Krishna. In them, everything is there. All kinds of knowledge is there. So any devotee not always thinking that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, so Krishna is supreme personality. Not like that. Don't remember. Try to
forget.
All these jivas are what? Eternal servant. Oh, I may forget, so I should remember always. Not like this. Try to hear this three pastimes. What three pastimes? Yashoda was binding Krishna. He never knew that he is supreme personality of Godhead. And he was chastising. Oh, see, by this cane, see, I will give him.
Good lesson.
On your back. And you remember for whole world. And then he began to weep more. And then, okay, I will not
beat you.
But I will bind you in this
water.
Because both are guilty. One helping and one doing. So both are guilty. So, this murder was helping Krishna, that you can extend on me, and then from there you can easily. So Yashoda wanted to punish both. So he wanted to bind both in one row. But what happened? She was binding from morning to
midday,
but he could not. What happened after that? Oh, she was feeling very unhappy. And she was feeling that, oh, all are clapping hands, and this boy has come from my home, and I cannot bind him. Oh, Narayan, I am taking your shelter. Please,
be merciful,
that I can bind this little
boy.
What boy? Restless boy?
Naughty boy.
She was thinking that any god is anything Narayan. More than Krishna, he and he. And then at once, sweat began to come. And Krishna saw, and he became merciful. And at once, in one rope, he bended to Krishna. And in whole epics, in Vedas, Rupa, Ramayana, any Puran, it has not told like this, that anyone has bended this powerful Krishna. But Yashoda speaks. In this, there are so many tattva. And how we can control Krishna? Anyone cannot defeat. But a devotee like this, like Yashoda, may defeat Krishna. So they are very powerful. These pastimes will come through your ears. What is the meaning? Hari Katha and Krishna is same thing. No difference at all. As Nam and Nami are same thing. No? Nam and Nami? Pajasan and Pajasi. Ama Chintamani, Krishna Chaitanya Narasa Vigra.
Purna Sutra Nittam Arinatkat Nama Nami.
I have come to help you that don't be rich. You should always understand that Nami and Nam both are one thing. If you are taking shelter of this name and Gurudev has mercifully given this name, you should always think and have a good belief, a strong belief that name is himself Krishna. More powerful than Krishna himself. Because Krishna has made it. He has invested all his power. And you should try to chant like this. So this Harikatha, past times, is none different from Krishna. And Krishna, by the shape of, in form of Harikatha, he will enter in your heart. Purify all offenses, all bad things, unearth. And he will clear. And then he will sit. And then he will call Radha. Oh, Radha, you should also come. You will sit here. And the devotee will serve. Is telling that Thane Chita, no, you should be anywhere, but try to listen their Harikatha. A guru cannot tell that you should not go to
hear Harikatha.
No, very different. This is offense, very big offense. You should not miss this
chance.
If any devotee is coming, no shastra has forbidden anywhere that you should not try to hear all these things. And Krishna will be controlled by that. Then Mahaprabhu was told,
Yo hoy.
Kitna bajiye?
45.
Quickly, very quickly. Then he told, what?
Yo hoy.
Yo hoy, aage kaha. Then, gone.
At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, this is all right, but still you can speak more on the subject. Ramananda Rai then replied, ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the essence of all perfection.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, that jnana sunya bhakti, without jnana, no combination of jnana, even tattva jnana, that should be known. And by this, bhakti, Krishna has the control. Mahaprabhu is telling what? Oh yes, you are telling. It may be like this. Not easily. Oh yes, yes. Very good, very good. Like flat. Never. What? Oh, you are telling. Like, not so much happy. So he's telling. Oh, there are so many things. High cross of Harikatha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give something from here, rejecting all these things, all these things. So you should try to come on this platform that you can have something from this. You should spend your energy for this, nothing else. Sarva dharmam patyajya. You should give up all this. It is waste of time, only waste of time. Then when one questions that if you are giving up all these things, sarva dharma, then how we can maintain our family? Oh, not be from very easy. Then Krishna has promised those who are subtly observing me, chanting, remembering, I will carry anything to carry on my personal head and. But this, we are so unfortunate that we cannot, because we have some experience from our friends, our wife, husband, that they can change 30 times, 40 times, divorce their, and sons and daughters for beginning, they don't believe their father and mother, they go to have any job and they, in this world. Bitter experiences, so we don't want to. Trust in Krishna was also Krishna, surely mentioned. And then there are so many things to hear. From here it begins your heart. You know, man? Oh, now we can accept that. But after that, so many things, we will discuss anywhere. But you, and by this we can be happy. We should try to totally surrender and fall. So we should learn from his career. Be very high class of character. And then chant and remember. Don't want anything. Have good relation with Krishna. In mantras, when Guru gives this mantra, Brahma Gayatri, Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, and then Krishna Mantra, Kama Gayatri, Pancha Tattva, Vaina. It is some relation. We should try to realize all these things. Every mantra, each mantra has its
dominating deity.
Adhishtatri Devata. We should think that who is that in Brahma Gayatri, in Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri. And we should know that what is the relation with that promise for dominating deity and Maisha. And first it should be prapatti. Prapatti, then
Sharanagati,
and then what are these three things? Essence, three are one, but there is something. In conditional state, you cannot do Atmanivedan. Never you cannot do Atmanivedan. You don't know yourself that who is Atma, who is soul, who am I. So how your Atmanivedan can be done? So it is better when we are in conditional. We are no even Shraddha. We are getting something, a little seed of bhakti in that time. At that time we can surrender by only turn body. And this is called prapatti. Gurudev, I am
yours.
But already at that time, even you are telling by word, you cannot follow. But even we can surrender to Gurudev. This is called prapatti. And then saranagati, six limbs of saranagati. What is this? Anukullena, pratikullena vibhajyati, rakshasa iti viswaso, gopitve varanam tatha atmanichhepa karpanya sana vidhata. What is favorable in bhakti? Oh, we should adopt a very strong thing. And what is unfavorable, this should be anything. If our building, wife, father, mother, even guru, if guru is criticizing others and is not following, having no qualities of Trinadapi Sunisha, and always is criticizing even his guru there, then he should be given up. Like Bali Maharaj, Bhat Maharaj, his mother. Gopi, their husband. Bharat, his brother.
Vibhishan,
his brother. Like this. So, we should try to take favorables and give up. And then, Krishna is my seva. He will tell me, this is more essential. If you are thinking that Krishna is almighty, he is powerful, he can save us, none can save us, and if you are surrendered to him, then Krishna will save you. Then why to be worried for all these things? This is most essential. I don't want anything, I want Krishna, he will save me. He is my protector life. And then, Gopi Sevanam, oh, I am surrendered to him and he is my everything. He will save me And then?
Atmanivedanam.
Atmanivedanam. Stay very humble. Stay very humble. So, Raghunath Das Goswami left everything. Was he worried? That from where I will collect money? From where I will take prasadam? Never. Even his father sent so much money, Brahmins and all others, but he refused. And Mahaprabhu then became so happy. Even he left that Anand Bazar where he used to take prasadam. He left even there, Singhadwar also. And he began to take Mahaprasadam from Jagannath temple where cows were feeding. And he used to take. Even cows rejected. And he used to walk and give some. Bhalona khaibe or bhalona paribe. Amani mano dhaye Krishna. So we should take shelter of Krishna. And he is very powerful. If you are observing, chanting, remembering and doing all these things, Krishna will take your paraphernalia on his head and his shoulders and his hands. So, if you are doing this, is Saranagati. And then Atmanivedan, it will be to whom? To that mantra guru, the
deity
of the. And then Atmanivedanam. You will realize Atma so and you will. So by these things, by these things.